Cincinnati.
You say that?
Yes, sir.
We're going to beat their ass in recruiting. We're going to beat their ass every time they see us.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Roll that what? Fuck you.
Yes, sir.
We're going to beat their ass in recruiting. We're going to beat their ass every time they see us.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Roll that what? Fuck you.
So they want to mock us all they want to mock us. I'm telling them it's not over. So they can print all that crap all they want all over their locker room. It's not over. It'll never be over here.
Join the ESPC Sports Betting Podcast. And I would say that the purpose of the podcast is always to make me money. I am not like Saeed who said, hey, the reason I won the Kentucky Derby is for you, the people, not because he wanted to increase the value of the horse. So sports betting is a collaborative effort. So I give you my best advice, my best shots we have in the outcome, right? Every single business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. Yeah, scalable, repeatable, consistent. And if you've listened to the podcast, bet equal amounts on each game, right? You would have 10 times more money than what you started with, right? And that is the outcome and part of the purpose. And then sports betting collaborative. So again, a lot of information for people who listen to the podcast, contribute to the podcast, and it's maybe money, right, to mitigate inflation. So at $1,000 a game, we're up close to 50 grand NFL and college. We're very fortunate, feel very fortunate, lucky, and good to be able to do that. We'll start tomorrow. We'll start with the Pac-12. The historic has made me a lot of money. This year, we've been doing well. Last couple of weeks, not as well as we would prefer, but we're still making money. Every single week of the college football season, as we head to championship Saturday, has been profitable. So, again, we feel ecstatic about that. First game is Colorado plus 8 points in the Pac-12. Colorado's coming off a bad loss to UCLA. They have improved their offense. They fired their offensive coordinator. Carl Durrell is a horrible coach. I think he knows he's a horrible coach. So, he's doing what he can, right, to make sure he doesn't get fired right after the second season because he has a horrible history as a head coach. So in this situation, right, in this situation, you got to think that there's going to be a return to the mean here. It's something you use in sports betting, right? Because we use business and financial concepts to wager on the games and come out with the best outcome for ourselves. And 52.5% is break even. And we're at 61% college football for the year. Not the best year I've had, but it's good. With all the craziness going on, I feel that's very good. And the reason it is good is because I have a process. But as things move along here, I think the percentages are going to get a lot higher. Making sure I have all my Pac-12 games up here. So Colorado plus 8. I don't know what the Colonial Conference came up. I need a Pac-12. All right. here we go. The Big Sky. I don't need the Big Sky. Pac-12. There we go. I've been fighting technology all right. Pac-12. Here we go. So, Colorado playing a horrible Washington team, getting plus +8. It is a steal. So, Colorado's at home. Colorado has a good defense. Washington has a horrible offense. Washington is missing their head coach. So, just a disaster. Don't know what they're thinking, right? So, you know, you don't bet ever bet more than 25% of the bankroll. However, Colorado seems like a really good bet. So you never would bet 25 more than 25% of the bankroll. And sometimes it's that you're missing something, even though this line looks very appealing. It doesn't make sense. Seems like the wrong team is favored. That's not our job. Our job is to exploit this and to make money. That's exploiting a market inefficiency. Which made one guy, all he did was exploit market inefficiencies. He ends up with $39 billion. Oregon State against Arizona State at home, 7:30, first ESPN game State. Our guy, Chance Nolan, Chad Nolan, his brother, he's on the NFL podcast with us. So you have to watch this. Because the number one rule of betting is you never bet your own team because you overestimate the decision. Yeah, too much value to your people. So we have to wash ourselves with Chance Nolan. He leads the whole Pac-12 in passing efficiency. He was on our Faith Family Football podcast. But he's going to cover the 3 points against Arizona State. UCLA minus -3 against USC. USC is a complete disaster. They're starting a freshman, second year. He's not really that good. Over under has gone up to 65. It should go way over that. So UCLA minus -3 over 65. Oregon is going to go to Utah. It seems like at Utah, Oregon will win this game. Oregon will lose this game. So it's going to be Utah minus -3. All right. And it's going to go under the 59 points. In the Pac-12 championship, it will go the other way. But Utah will ruin Oregon's national title hopes and hopes of getting in the playoffs as there's an East Coast bias, SEC bias. Oregon will probably be out of the top four if they lose to Utah, which I am predicting that they will. So it's going to be Utah minus -3 under the 59 up to 60 points. Right, it's round out Pac-12. Stanford plus +3 against Cal, and it should go under the well. You know what? Since this is a rivalry game, there's going to be specialty plays, extra plays they have for each other. It's going to make you go under. I mean, over O V E R and go. Over 45 points. Been a long day, but I got these squared up for you. Why? So you and I can make money. You can collaborate with me. Give me ideas on, like I've been doing, on sports betting. Because sports betting is a collaborative effort. It always has been. It's the only part of gambling or wagering. It is collaborative. We'll share information with each other. Even though we're competing against each other, we're competing at the casino, other bettors, math, the line. So it's always a lot of fun, and we've made quite a bit of money, especially we're dealing with inflation and other factors that are involved that you can mitigate through sports betting, as we do. All right, so that's your Pac-12. We'll go to the Big Ten. Michigan State plus 18 against Ohio State. There isn't that huge talent advantage or huge talent disparity between Ohio State and Michigan. Their coach of Michigan State is getting his $9 million a year. Ohio State's defense hasn't been the best. They got killed by Oregon. And Oregon lost to Stanford. So that would be the second loss for Oregon. That's why I lost to Utah, would 100% knock him out of playoff contention. Three lines in our big, and I got to check the Northwestern line. I think the line is like 11, but I'll make sure. So those dogs in the Big Ten, it's going to be Michigan State plus 18, Rutgers plus 18 against Penn State. Penn State style is not a style that blows people out. So Rutgers coming off a big win. Rutgers with a great coach in Greg Schiano, very detail-oriented. We'll make sure that his team does not beat itself, giving Penn State extra touchdowns. And remember, Penn State lost to Illinois. They're a 6-4 football team. People don't check their thinking. So they're thinking of Penn State from 2019 or 2018 or with Joe Paterno's there. Joe Paterno's not walking through the door, right? This is Franklin. He might be distracted because he's probably choosing between LSU, right, and USC. So he's a distracted head coach, 6-4, going against Schiano. Schiano has a lot of momentum on his side. So take plus 18, Greg Schiano and your Rutgers Knights, I believe. All right. I'm checking on that line, making sure correctly that I have it correct on the spreadsheet. But Northwestern, there's developmental teams and there's blue bloods, right? And Northwestern is a developmental team. They were in the big last year, or the Big Ten championship last year. So that means this year's a developmental team. But now we're getting at the end of the development, as it's the end of the season. The team has improved each week, and it is plus 11. So it's going to be Northwestern plus 11 against Purdue. Purdue is not world beaters. They're coming off a big game last week. Purdue, right? Purdue 6-4. Again, not world beaters. They played. It's going to be a specialty game, right? It's going to be at Soldier Field. And looking at Northwestern, who they played? They played, not Northwestern, but Purdue. Your Purdue Boilermakers. 6-4. Saw them early. I've seen them a few times this year, but the first time was against Chance Nolan from Oregon State, where they got a big lead on Oregon State, and Chance brought Oregon State all the way back. Right, so Purdue had a big game last week against Ohio State, scored 31 points on that bad Ohio State defense. Different style of game against Northwestern. So take Northwestern plus 11, under 47.5 it is now, but look for it to balloon up to 49 and take the under. These people, for whatever reason, like to bet overs without doing their research. But the one rule of betting is do not bet your own team. Your number two rule of betting is always do your research. Never bet anything blindly. We'll finish off with the good old SEC. SEC. SEC, right? So that's they've been chanting at Texas, the Big 12 fans, as they say, they kick him out the door. And poor Steve Sarkisian, his first year as a head coach, he doesn't know how to get out of the slump. That's why he's a drunk, right? And he can't get his team out of a slump. They lose to Kansas, and they already want to fire him over there. So the guy they don't want to fire is Sam Pittman at Arkansas. There's plus 21. Look for that line to balloon tomorrow, pass that key number of 21, and take Arkansas. Arkansas healthy. So two things to help Arkansas. Number one is that Nick Saban's defense does not account for the quarterback. And it's a running quarterback offense they got over there at Arkansas. Your Arkansas Razorbacks. So look for that to work against Nick Saban. Remember, Nick Saban's won 7 national championships. All he cares about is winning the game, not covering a big spread. So Arkansas can run it to death, get the game in half, and cover 21 points. Good old Sam Pittman, great coach of your Arkansas Razorbacks. Look for Auburn. A lot of people say that even though Bo Nix is hurt, the right quarterback's in there. They like him, running quarterback. They're coming off a bad loss. They lost a few players here and there, but they have good depth. Hartson's a great coach, great strategist. So is Mason, their defensive coordinator, and Bobo, their offensive coordinator. These guys, kids are resilient. They'll bounce back. Look for them to have a big game and for them to go be 7-4 going into the Iron Bowl against the Alabama Crimson Tide. So that'll be a great Iron Bowl next week. But this week, look for Auburn to get right, bounce back, -7 against your South Carolina Gamecocks, right? You cannot lick our Gamecocks. That's what the bumper stickers say down there in South Carolina. Another favorite I like, there's some big lines, right? So you would think Louisiana Monroe against Alabama, against LSU. You would say Monroe plus 30. Monroe's been a great dog for us this year. Them and Terry Bounce, some Bobby Bounce down there. He doesn't like getting blown out. He's been covering these big spreads. So Monroe plus 30 against LSU. LSU likes to run it. So against the style. Right? And then the last one we'll give you is it's hard. The Florida Gators. Florida Gators -8 over 69 over Missouri. It's a beleaguer program. It's hard to see them getting these many points. Sanford hung 50 on them last week. So you gotta think the over 69 is a good bet. And I misspoke. Look for Missouri to cover 9 points. So it's Missouri, right? Your Missouri Tigers +8. I misspoke, and it's going to be over 69 points. If the Gators cannot stop anyone. So we've given you these picks. You're going to make a lot of money. I feel very comfortable with this picks. Thank you for everybody who's been listening throughout the year, who reached out the 1 week, things got crazy and I posted the podcast late. Going on a big trip to Florida, I'll learn a lot from my good Florida Gators and Bucks fans, fans for all teams around the country in Florida who have been reaching out, get to meet them in person. And we like giving because you always get more from giving. It's not philanthropy, religion, or a moral thing. It's a business thing. You always get 10 times more back when you give genuinely than when you get. So we close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make your life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Podcast Network.
All right. More is always better. That's why my bookie instantly doubles all time, first time deposits. With double the funds, you can double your action. More importantly, double your wins, especially using our picks. Remember, 52.5% is break even, 70 to 80%, you're making profit. So getting into the action has never been easier. I can bet all my favorite currencies, including crypto, with all that extra scratch. Why not get the biggest matchups of the week at MyBookie? MyBookie.ag, which as we inch closer to the NFL playoffs, the pivotal games, look out this weekend for the showdown between all the division rivals. Don't wait, pay to mybookie.com and redeem it with the promo code ESBC. ESBC is your promo code and double your money. Any problems, contact me immediately. We'll make sure you make money.
That's why this sport cost us $800, and that cost $200. And I don't know what that cost, I'd be ashamed to work. That's why.